Okay, the next item on our agenda, and if you're not ready, would be our treasurer's report. But I hear him still getting situated, so why don't we have door prize? All right. I hear the rustling of papers. Oh, I have mine right here. All right, here comes Ed with the door prize. Okay, we have a wicker basket of Christmas ornaments, and why don't we put a cash prize in there with it? $25 cash prize. California Council citizens with low vision. Let's have, oh, we need to keep it away from Jeff. Let's have Gabe draw. Oh, that's right. He can't pull his name again.
Is Jeff's name out of there now?
Oh, yeah. So he's drawing it, Jeff.
There you go.
Yolanda Escandon, are you in the room? No? Marie Herrera, are you in the room? She is. I heard a little, I'm here. That was Louie.
No,
Uh-oh, I'm afraid.
I heard an I'm here.
If that was Louie, oh my. All right, Mr. Treasurer, are you ready or should we do one more door prize?
I'm ready, Donna. Thank you very much.
He's ready. All right. We'll give it over to our treasurer, Peter Pardini.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to give an abbreviated report here today. Again, all these financial statements are available through the CCB office. In alternative formats, Braille large print, and on audio cassette tape. I'm going to begin with the balance sheet as of September 30th, 2012. September 30th, 2012. Total assets are in the amount of $1,082,615. We have liabilities in the amount of $9,081. Equity in the amount of $1,073,533. Our total liabilities and equity equals $1,082,615. Basically, for the period January 1st to September 30th, 2012. The total income for the California Council of the Blind is $160,960, and the total expenses are $153,329, leaving the difference between expenses and income and expenses is $7,631 for the period January 1st to September 30th, 2012. We had income from our investment accounts in the amount of $71,364. And basically, if you take the income plus the income from our investment accounts, less total expenses, the net income for this period is $78,996. And this concludes the report, the treasurer's report. Do you have time to take a couple questions?
Okay. Or Peter is asking if anyone has any questions before we vote on the report. Frank Welty has a question.
You mentioned that as of September 30th, we had a net income excluding expense, investments of about $7,000. Do you anticipate then that if the budget continues or if things follow as expected, that we will then have a net surplus this year?
Probably not, because we have convention expenses for the fall 2012 convention that have not been included in these figures because we haven't received the hotel bill. So we'll probably run up, and plus our normal revenue, we normally receive most of our revenue in the first 6 months of the year. So probably for the year we will be having a net operating loss.
Any other questions? Who seeks the floor?
Dirk
Neihardt.
Our income was 100 grand. I'm not sure that's enough to cover Mitch's bar bill.
But the CCB does not pay for Mitch's bar bill. It's his responsibility.
Yeah, no.
My question is, what's a
we can
source.
Please have order, okay. If we can have order.
What's the source of our three biggest sources of income in the last year?
They would be basically, they would be REW and Associates, our vehicle donation program, Sanderson Group, and our money that we receive from convention income.
Any other questions?
Back to all of them.
Dirk, do you want to?
She wants to say it on the mic so it gets recorded.
Oh, thank you, Treasurer Pardini. I hope our gratitude gets sent back to all of them for their kindness and donation. Another question is, how many were donations of less than $50?
I don't really have figure on at my discretion right now, Dirk.
Yeah, we don't have that specificity at this point, but I do want to let you know. I do want to let you know, if we can have quiet, please.
Take your phone outside, please.
I do want to let you know, for those who might not have been at the board meeting, we have a chair for our team, thank you. And that chair is Linda Perrell, and we have other board members who have volunteered to assist in getting those thank yous out to people who donate to us, personal calls and things like that. So we are definitely moving forward continually on the thank yous. Mitch moves second and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Treasurer, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, we completed our 2011 audit, and we had a clean audit, which was very good. We have a wonderful auditing firm that really likes CCB and really provides us a lot of necessary information. They do a wonderful job. They're very easy to work with, and we're really pleased with the firm that we use. Very thorough. So, basically, I'll give you a couple summary figures for the 2011. We had total revenue in the amount of $320,320. This is for the period ending December 31st. We have total expenses in the amount for the period in December 31st, $343,826. So the change in between the two figures was a negative $21,493. So basically, we broke even. Roughly, I mean, we're a little short, but for the period ending December 31st, 2011. And this concludes my report on the audit.
Okay. No. This is the audit report. It's not an official part of the treasurer's report. Does anyone have any questions on the report of the audit? Okay. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Continue, Peter.
Basically, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Ed Branch for all his assistance that he provides me regarding our accounting. And I'm not sure if you wanted me to mention anything about the months that were the upcoming mud strides.
Well, you can.
I don't really have any more regarding the treasurer's report.
Okay. Okay. I believe, and Roger, let me know if I'm wrong, but folks have heard about the mud strut and the specifics and such throughout the rest of the previous days of convention. Is it appropriate to report on it here so it can be reflected in the business meeting or not?
Yes.
Yes.
So it could be reflected.
Yes, in yesterday's. Okay.
I'm already done. I was just saying that we don't need to repeat stuff because we were actually in a business meeting yesterday when we had the report, because that right after that was the, you know, the Constitution stuff.
Yes.
So I would just suggest to the secretary to be sure to include that in the minutes for the business meeting for this year.
Okay. So noted. Thank you.